Plans are being hatched, but have not yet been executed, he says. Plants in Mexico, owned by international car makers, have the most changes to make. The delay is in part because reforging supply chains is a slow and costly affair. Plants and production lines are planned years in advance. Finding new suppliers requires lengthy certification processes. But politicians also bear some of the blame. Congressional haggling over the USMCA means that there is still uncertainty about whether and when it will come into force. And until legislation is passed, the details will remain unclear. One parts maker grouses about inconsistency in the application and interpretation of the rules, having received a variety of requests for information from different manufacturers, each seeking to find out whether a product would be compliant. Such vagueness makes planning even harder. Then there are Mr. Trump's other trade-related threats, to put further tariffs on imported components from China and to slap duties on imported cars and parts from the EU. Executives have faced up to the fact that tensions with China could be long-lasting, but are struggling to work out how high tariffs could end up. Threatened duties on imported car parts, ostensibly to protect America's national security, have come under such intense criticism that company bosses hope they will never be applied. But Mr. Trump's obsession with cars is too great for them to bet on it. The president's critics will complain that his meddling in car companies' supply chains comes with costs, and that he is both bringing higher prices for consumers and sapping the competitiveness of America as an export base. All true. But if his chief desire is that more auto production is done in America than would have been without his measures, it is too soon to declare that he has failed.